Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm a caller with Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation, the state, and local communities. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York,
Michigan.
North Carolina, Michigan. Thank you so much, sir. In what year were you born, just for statistical purposes?
1972.
Thank you so much, sir. And I know it is a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I will vote.
It will be almost certain or probably?
Certain that I vote.
Thank you so much. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
That was the economy.
I'm sorry, you say?
The economy.
The economy. Thank you so much. And now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Democratic Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you vote in for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means that you feel definitely vote for them. Let's start with Joe Biden. From 0 to 100, what are the chances that you will vote for him?
100%.
Thank you so much. And what about Donald Trump?
0 chance.
Thank you so much. And thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Democratic candidate or Republican candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Thank you so much. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Joe Biden.
Okay, would you say that you trust someone more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you, sir. Please tell me if you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, or somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. And President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Agree. Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Totally agree.
President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Totally agree.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. And it says President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Yes, I agree with that.
Would you say strongly or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you so much. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
I strongly agree with that.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who passed a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disaster, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 election. Let's start with a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions. It will be much or less likely for you to vote for this.
Most likely.
It will be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps family together by ensuring the undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. It will be more or less likely to vote for this program?
More likely.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Okay. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities that are states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants will be less or much likely?
Okay, less likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
More likely to vote for.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Less likely.
You will say much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. We're almost there, so thank you so much. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived more than 10 years in the United States and protected from deportation.
More likely.
Will be somewhat more or much more?
Much more likely.
Thank you so much, sir. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about the following. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Thank you so much. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum internment camps near to the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Are you concerned or not concerned?
Concerned.
And would you say very or somewhat concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you, sir. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. You would be very concerned, somewhat, a little concerned, or not at all. Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration systems. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. And the last one, Donald Trump and Republicans are racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. That makes you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to review a different approach former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. And Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in the country for many years or decades. Which approach comes closer to your own view, Trump approach or Biden approach?
Biden approach.
It will be somewhat closer or much closer?
Much closer.
Thank you, sir. After hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert Kennedy Jr., Green Party Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. Just a few questions for statistical purposes. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without paper? Yes or no?
Yes.
And is a co-worker, friend, family member, an acquaintance?
Friends and family members.
Thank you so much. And typically week, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? A Spanish language radio program, TikTok, Fox News channel or website, Instagram, Univision or Telemundo, WhatsApp, MSNBC, OANN, YouTube, Facebook, or none of the above?
I would say HBO, TikTok. You didn't have it. You didn't list HBO, but that was HBO, Vice News. And
understand.
Late night shows.
Okay. Thank you so much. Finally, I would like to ask, that's okay, and I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Many countries.
Okay.
My grandma is from Nevins, Finkitz. My father is from Dominican Republic. My mom is from Dominican Republic. I was raised in the United States.
Understand. Thank you so much. Were you born on the United States mainland or?
No.
No. Okay. In Dominican Republic, you say?
Yes. And I came here when I was young. Very young.
Thank you so much, sir. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English. Or something else?
More English than Spanish.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you so much. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or Republican Party?
More independent than anything.
Thank you, sir. Thinking in a political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Thank you, sir. What is the last year of a schooling that you have completed?
Associate degree. College. Associate degree.
Thank you so much. And what is your religion, if any?
None.
Thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have George's first name?
Ivan. I-V-A-N.
Thank you so much, sir. I really hope that you enjoy the rest of the day. Let me ask you just a last question. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for the time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you so much for your kindness helping me with this question.
Thank you.
Take care, sir.